This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody knows that when the disaster happens, FEMA is going to be there on the ground cooperating with state and local officials rapidly. We're glad that the families I had a chance to meet are safe, but you know, they got a lot of work to do, and they shouldn't have to do it alone.
That's the president. He was down in Baton Rouge. He went to see the horrible condition that some of the people are dealing with, as I've mentioned it. The last couple of days, we've talked to people down there. I have friends who live in the outlying areas, and I've talked to them about what it's been like. I have a buddy named Chris Landry, who has been taking lots and lots of donations down to people, whether it's water or clothes or whatever it might be. Louisiana is, and Louisianans are tough people, and they will survive, but this is a really, really rocky time for a lot of families. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, that's where we start. A glimpse of what Mother Nature can do when she unleashes her fury, and we know that that was about rain and massive amounts of it coming down. I've talked about this now for the last couple of shows, and of course in California, the wildfires. I lived in California and covered some of those wildfires, and you know, people there know this happens, and I don't think they ever expect some of the fallout, though, like they saw in Southern California and even in Northern California, too. Speaking of fallout, every day there's fallout from whatever someone in the Trump camp is saying. This time, actually, Melania Trump made a little bit of news because she's threatening a lawsuit. I bet you're dying to know what that lawsuit is all about. Certainly, we'll talk about that in a second. But joining us now, he's in our virtual green room, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good, Kate Delaney. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I was thinking about this. I do say this ever since I've been on America Tonight. I mean, and this is life. You know, we have hurricanes and floods and earthquakes and tornadoes and whatnot. And I lived for a time in Ohio, and we had the attack of the cicadas when I was at Ohio University. I was deathly afraid of them, I have to tell you. I wanted my roommates to drop me off right at the front door of whatever building I had to go into. I'd bribe them, Bob, so that I didn't have to run through the middle of the college green and get hit by cicadas. I just thought
Did you know
was...
we had them this summer?
Oh, the worst. Oh.
They were back. Yes.
Oh, the worst.
But southeastern Ohio, you know where I'm from, Belmont County near Wheeling, West Virginia, up there, Steubenville area.
Uh-huh.
And we had them down in Athens, but towards Columbus, Newark, Ohio, nothing. Zero. But yeah, my granddaughter was freaking out. She was really freaking out this summer over them.
Well, I'm with her. I'm exactly the same way. I don't like the whole attack of the cicadas and the phenomenon that they hit you and then they die. They fall to the earth and then that's it for the cicadas.
And the sound is creepy. It's like something out of the Shining movie or something.
It is creepy. So we look at what, as I said, you know, there's always something. It's the gift that keeps on giving in campaign 2016, Donald Trump, Trumpisms. And now he's kind of softened, if you will, on deportation. He's still talking about the wall, but his immigration policy, when he's being asked about it, is a little bit different than it was when he first stepped onto the scene. Do you think if part of this is because of Kellyanne Conway, who is a master at managing campaigns?
Oh, it is. You know, it's very fascinating. I believe that you go, you know, he goes from Corey Lewandowski to Paul Manafort, then the Breitbart guy, Bannon, you know, comes into play. But I think it's very interesting with all of Donald Trump's problems with females and things he said, et cetera. I honestly think he listens for the first time now to a female, to Kellyanne Conway. She's mm-hmm. the only one so far that's actually been able to, you know, get a hold of of him. And, of course, in construction industry, he had, you know, some females in top positions. But I just think it's kind of ironic that the person who has redirected Donald Trump is a female.
Well, he did say at one point, I love all women, all women.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so he said a lot of things. I've watched these campaign, man. Of course, Corey Lewandowski ran my campaign. I've known Corey, you know, forever. And when I see this direction change, it's I believe fully it is Ivana Trump and Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. The what's interesting now is the attack of on the Clintons all about the foundation. And even Priebus, the head of the RNC, is saying, look, the evidence is there for an outside investigation into the Clinton Foundation. And, I mean, not just forget the whole email thing. I mean, that's there, too. But the Clinton Foundation, the monies that were funneled through, what happened. Do you think this thing is going to explode on the Clintons?
I think it has to with the right circumstance, not with Comey and the Justice Department now. But, look, having gone through with two staffers who have felony charges and myself with Jack mm-hmm. Abramoff, and knowing that, honestly, what I have seen, the government would love to have had on us, what I've seen, in the sense that clear-cut emails of favor, the most recent one, although Hillary Clinton was on the talk show saying, oh, my emails are boring. No, Prince Bandar of Bahrain gave $32 million, and this is all in writing, where the foundation calls over to Hillary Clinton's top people and says, this is a nice guy, need a meeting. And he gets a meeting with Hillary Clinton. This is the beginning. Look, Donald Trump is not going to change many votes about voting for him because he's Donald Trump, all right? Although he's taking a different direction, I understand that. But the Clinton Foundation, Hillary Clinton, Kate, the way this is dripping out and the substance of what is dripping out, I mean, and Laureate, which was hidden, the online university where Bill Clinton became chancellor for $17 million, honorary chancellor, and she gave a grant to State Department. And I know I'm not giving details on this enough, but it's a situation that I actually put in news notes maybe 3 months ago, and no one paid attention to it. Today, because Hillary Clinton came out against online colleges, and then they exposed this. I mean, this thing is building in magnitude. She better hope that a lot of these emails do not come out before the election. These emails are ugly. They're almost indefensible. And I know people like Hillary Clinton, I've got a cousin that would walk across glass for her, but even they recognize these are not good.
Yeah, really absolutely. Are. Absolutely, I agree. And coming up, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. Bob Ney, thank you as always so much. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Good night.
So you heard what Bob said about Laureate education. So the former president, and he said it, received $17.6 million from the world's largest for-profit school, despite attacks on the online schools by Hillary Clinton that Bob mentioned during the campaign, and she completely slammed, remember, Trump University. So he got the money over 5 years from that company. And his service was honorary chancellor. He traveled the world on Laureate's behalf. Talked about the school. Wow. What do you think? The foundation is crumbling underneath the Clintons. 855-266-5283. The carousel spins. We'll get off in just a few. Meet you there.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Is definitely valid. Bob made the point for us. If you missed Bob May a few moments ago, he said he has a cousin who would walk on glass for Hillary Clinton, but even they can't deny what's coming out now about this university, and this is not good. I said to myself, how many ways can the Clintons figure out how to sabotage her campaign? You know, first you go through that whole 2008 deal, and you move through that, and Barack Obama swoops in, and he gets the votes. He gets the young vote, the youth vote, goes to the campuses, had the right people in place, and ultimately there's a clever kind of handing of the baton back and forth. And now, while she is on this road where in the polls she's pulling ahead of Donald Trump all over the place, more brutal news comes out about the foundation. I mean, tax returns released by the Clintons' campaign show that Bill and Hillary Clinton earned $22 million for, are you ready for this, for-profit education companies. That came from Laureate. He was in that position where he traveled all over the place from 2010 to 2015, he stepped down 12 days before she announced she was running for the White House. Now, what the Clintons are saying is the contract expired then, and that's why that happened. But, I mean, there's no denying $17.6 million. They have about 800,000 students in 70 schools in 30 countries. And then they have the online Walden University. That's the top school that they have in the United States. So, wow, you cannot take swings. I'm sorry. You cannot take swings at Donald Trump for his bogus university if you're doing the same thing. You know, I mean, give me a break. So, you know, they're saying, I mean, and even you look, and I started looking when this story got bigger, I started to kind of look at it, right? And Bob was saying that she owes about $200,000 in loan debt from her time at Walden, which is another school wrapped into this. And like Trump University, you have about two dozen former and current students that are saying, just like Trump University, that are saying they felt like they got ripped off by this for-profit school. That, look, they're pursuing degrees because they wanted to be successful, not be put in poverty. That's what one person was quoted as saying. And this is someone who's a PhD candidate at Walden and a former corporate consultant. Now she owes $200,000 in loan debt. And a 2015 study found that these Walden students had compiled the second largest debt load of any school in the country. So, I mean, again, what does that tell you? So one last piece to this. Jonathan Kaplan is the president at Walden. He was a special assistant to the president for economic policy in the Clinton White House, by the way. So the Richard W. Riley College of Education Leadership, which is this Walden institution, is named for Richard Riley. He is the former secretary of the U.S. Department of Education under Clinton and a former board member at Laureate. So, I mean, we get what's going on here. Their revenue, I want you to hear the revenue. You heard what I said about the 70 schools, 30 countries. Their revenue, $4.3 billion last year. And most of it, because the rules are easier, most of it from international schools. So get ready. Clinton's, I would say. You know, whatever investigation, whatever somebody does, I mean, fine. But that now is out there. There's no covering that up. It is truly the reality. It's their world. They built that, knew it, had their name, went out there. It's one thing, but then when you're running for president and you're attacking the other guy, you're doing the same thing. Yeah, really. You can't go after Trump. If they were smart, they wouldn't have jumped on Trump for that online university stuff or really the schools that he had set up. They wouldn't have done that. They would have left it alone knowing, oh, yeah, we have something similar going on. Because they just open themselves up big time. And most of Clinton's State Department guests, they're saying, gave money, so this is the other prong on this, gave money to the Clinton Foundation. Like more than half of them. And that's easy enough to find out because now everybody's poring over the Clinton Foundation records. So maybe everybody had to be hit on the head with it, but now people are looking for ties to figure out, okay, well, where did those donors come from? So at least 85 of the 154 people from private interests who met or had phone conversations scheduled with Clinton while she was, you know, led the State Department, donated to her family charity or pledged commitments to the international program. Wow. So combined, the 85 donors gave up to $156 million. And at least 40, 100,000 each, 20, more than a million. So I think it's fair game to say, well, what does that get you by doing that? I mean, what does that get you? Most people, when they have a meeting with the Secretary of State, leave with a obligatory photograph, perhaps, maybe a pen. Maybe they steal the soap from the washroom. But it sounds like it was like, okay, bring your checkbook because you're going to be asked to donate. I mean, there's not much you can do smokescreen-wise here. There's definitely potential conflicts out the wazoo. I mean, there really is. They're going to have to be so careful. It is a landmine is what it is. I mean, it's ethically speaking. It's a landmine. And, it's crazy. And it just seems like, ethically speaking, How careful were they? And, you know, the White House is saying, a former senior White House ethics official is saying that they would have to have taken, they would have to take careful steps to make sure that past foundation donors didn't have the same access as out at the State Department. That wouldn't make sense. But it's none of this is making great sense, that's for sure. And I think the more digging that goes on, the more trouble this will be for Hillary Clinton and, you know, and her campaign. So it's all very, very interesting, that's for sure. And these presidential debates get even more interesting. I mean, look, as they approach this whole presidency thing, and if she is successful, imagine what they're going to have to do with attorneys, because there's going to have to be rules. I think they're just going to have to hand anyone who knew Clinton, any of the Clintons in their previous lives, they're just going to have an attorney put together a document and send all of them the document. Here is our 75-page ethics document, because I think it's fair for people to assume there could be favoritism. It just reeks of it. And again, you don't have to be a super sleuth. I don't even think it has anything, honestly, to do with politics. Forget the labels, Democrat, Republican, whatever. Throw them out. Just look at this head on. It does not look good. If this is any other Secretary of State, we would be saying the same thing, friends. Really, if all these stories came out. In fact, in the New York Post, I think if I was Ryan Lochte, I would feel very good about this deal with Hillary Clinton, because it knocks him off the pages of the New York Post and the Daily News. And the photograph on the Post was Clinton Foundation favors scandal. And it says, donors special access to Hillary, donation. Clever. She's in a suit, she's got a cigar, and she's got a whole bunch of money around her, and she has one of those visors, those money visors. What a bombshell. This is rocking the campaign, I can tell you that. All right, we're rocking on to the next segment coming up. We checked the mail. Plus, you can flip in your 2 cents on this, 855-266-5283.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To say about what the buzz is in the world. So many emails. I always am amazed by what's on your mind. And this time I decided to do what I call scattershoot. It means take a lot of different opinions and mix them all up in the pile. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one is from Joseph, who says, Kate, didn't I hear you say you were a huge Law and Order fan? Did you know that Stephen Hill has died? He seemed to be in so many episodes of that Dick Wolf creation. Yeah, you know, I was a rabid Law and Order fan. When I worked at a radio station in New York City, WFAN, and I would go in and there was an engineer there. He'd say, did you see what happened on Law and Order? Like, we would sit there in the hallway for a few minutes and talk about what happened on Law and Order. So Stephen Hill played the district attorney. He played Adam Schiff, I even remember was his name, Adam Schiff, and he was brilliant in that role. I mean, look, the guy was in movies and TVs his whole career. He died at the age of 94, so he had a long, long good life. But he really embodied, I think, that role. I mean, he just seemed believable. He was the character. Let's put it that way. And he was there for 10 years. He was like the king of the one-liner. So 90, like something 90 to 2000, something like that. And I think he and there was this comedic actor who, Jerry Orbach, who played Detective Lenny Briscoe. And the two of them together, that was just absolute, you know, dynamite. Anyway, so yes, Thank you for remembering that. I must have mentioned that on the show at one point. So then we shift over to Stephen, who listens to us in Sarasota, Florida. Kate, you nailed it. Ryan Lochte, what a drunk idiot. He got drunk. He didn't want to admit his bad behavior. Then he did the bizarre thing of trying to blame it on this long cockamamie story of gun to his head and being pulled over in a cab. And can you blame sponsors for dumping him? He had to know there was no way out. It's like the boy who cried wolf. Yeah, my mom used to always tell me that story. You know, when I was a kid, it was like, you can do anything, but don't lie. If you lie, then I will be three times as upset. Remember the boy who cried wolf, if you keep telling stories. So anyway, it did remind me of that, because three times he was interviewed by Matt Lauer, and three times there was a different story. So Speedo was the first sponsor to dump him. They dumped him, booted him. Early in the week. By the end of the day, three other companies also cut ties with him. So anybody that's he's got an endorsement with, I can't imagine they're going to stay there. So his decision to urinate on a wall at a gas station after partying hard in Rio was very costly. I mean, cost like $1 million for a 32-year-old swimmer who's not Michael Phelps. Who walked away with so many endorsements and has had so many endorsements that's just going to continue to roll in for Michael Phelps, but for Ryan Lochte, not good. And I think, you know, first you had the original story that he was pulled over in the taxi, men with badges, and they robbed him, and there was a gun that was pointed to his head, and it was cocked, and the trigger was right there and all that kind of stuff. And then Ryan Lochte gets back to the United States while his three cohorts are pulled from planes and questioned about what happened at the gas station. And they allegedly vandalized a bathroom, and security guards at the gas station wanted the swimmers to pay for the damage that they did to the gas station. That's what that was about. And there was security footage that shows the swimmers near the bathroom. So anyway, so that happens. Then there's another interview with Ryan Lochte. And then finally, over the weekend, he admits that he over-exaggerated. I over-exaggerated some details. So you knew there was going to be fallout from this. I mean, this is a guy who won 12 Olympic medals, for goodness sake. What was he thinking? Here's the deal. Don't lie. Remember Michael Phelps got in trouble for partying? I mean, look, he got pulled over when his indiscretions, drinking too much. I remember this at one point. That's going to happen to him. He was at some party and somebody had taken a photograph of him, you know, with cell phones and everything, where he had a bong in his hand. And there was questions just a couple of years ago about whether he would lose his lucrative brand, his sponsors. And remember what happened? He took a break from the pool. He went into a program to deal with his DUI conviction, which was his second. So he didn't, when he was asked about it, he didn't move away from it. Right? And then years and years before that, he had the bad luck or misfortune of, you know, just enjoying himself. And there was that picture of him with the marijuana apparatus. Let's put it that way. But you know what? He didn't have some tall tales about it. So there wasn't all these questions again and again and again over what were we seeing. And then he got his act together, and so that whole deja vu thing kind of went away. The drinking and the driving deal, he had to go to speak to high school students about drinking and driving. He had to go to a Mothers Against Drunk Driving meeting. He did all that kind of stuff. And like I said, different story though too, because when we're talking about Ryan Lochte, we're also talking about you're in Rio, you're competing, or your team is still competing for medals, and all that happens, and then there's this wild, crazy story about what went on, and it looked bad on Rio, and it was embarrassing to the United States. All right, let's do another one. This one is from Rick, who says, Kate, you know, the Clintons, if it's not one thing, it's another. It's, you said it before, it's like they're like Teflon. How can they keep escaping the grasp of the gray areas they are dancing all around? I mean, it's ridiculous. Look, did they use her office for financial gain for their university? And then to add insult to injury, they attacked Donald Trump for his for-profit university, but yet they're doing the very same thing and making much more money. Plus, she was Secretary of State. It's ridiculous, I tell you, ridiculous. And I still think she becomes President of the United States. What do you think? Well, it's not good. I mean, it's not good because there's a lot of facts out there called financial reports. And you read them and you see the taxes, well, that's what it is. There's no denying that. But do I think the Clintons come down because of this? No. I think that there's going to be rough water, and if the Trump people are smart, they're going to take advantage of that. Because it's tit for tat. It's the tech media. That's what it is. And now they don't have to be on the defensive anyway, and they can just they can go on steroids on the offense over what's now being reported. Here's another one from Christopher, who says, Kate, did you see that there was an earthquake in Italy? It was a pretty big one from what I understand. Yeah, what I've heard is it was 6.1, and it hit after 3:30 in the morning, a town that's about 100 miles away from Rome. There was like a dozen aftershocks, they say, for 2 hours. That'd be kind of frightening, wouldn't it? And the fact that you had all these buildings that were shaking and lights going out and whatnot, and so far they're saying just two people have died, that's pretty amazing. There was a family of four that was trapped under debris, and they're trying to get them out. The aftershocks, again, were so high, that's always part of it, because that can topple more of those buildings. And the mayor of Accumoli, which is another city outside of Rome, further from Rome, they say that a lot of bricks and historic areas lost some of their walls and flooring and whatnot. And if you look at a map of Italy, I mean, boy, it is smack in the middle where this happened. And 6.1 can be pretty brutal. You hit 7 and look out in a major metropolitan area, but anything over 6 can be pretty darn bad. Coming up, fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free.
For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
America tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope things are shaking in your part of the world in a good direction. Not shaking so well in Italy, in central Italy. I'll remind everybody. Two people are dead. This just is unfolding. A 6.2 magnitude quake smashed into central Italy, and there are a lot of buildings that were rocked to the core, some buildings crumbling and whatnot. Imagine, because it's an ancient, there's a lot of ancient, cool areas out there. I'll call them burbs, for lack of a better way to describe it. But the fact that the number of people who have died is so low is pretty miraculous. It's about 100 miles outside of Rome. If it were Rome, boy, that'd be a whole different story, I think, if we were talking about being right in the middle of Rome. All right, one of my favorite things to do in the show, we haven't done it in a while, we invite Nathan Reeder on with us for another edition of Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! What's going on?
Bingo!
You're going to love this first story. I think this story is wild. In Michigan, they've got this annual event. It's kind of a whatever floats your boat kind of thing. And the headline, or what people might have been hearing, is that 1,500 Americans on flotation devices from the United States side of the St. Clair River were illegally pushed into Canada. What happened is there was massive winds, strong winds, and there was this sort of whatever floats your boat regatta going on, and it's the annual Port Huron float down on the American side of the St. Clair. It happened over the weekend. So you had people in dinghies and rafts and inner tubes, and then this wind just kept pushing them, and they got pushed over pretty quickly where they couldn't control it. So all of a sudden, they're all these people are over on the other
lawbreakers.
There's rain. Illegal.
They are breaking the law.
Yes, illegal crossing. Yes. I'm going to Canada, darn it. I don't care what happens. And as long as they could put their feet on dry land.
And that damn accomplice wind will get you, my pretties.
I would have loved to see that on the other side. You know, and here's what happened. I mean, seriously, the Canadian Coast Guard had to spend some money because they came out onto the Great Lakes and the Canadian Red Cross came to the rescue. They were pulling people out of the water when the flotation devices deflated. And the Canadians were very swift. And so there were people that were posting all over Facebook, amazing neighbors. Don't arrest us. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. I think it's bingo. I love it. What
sure.
do you think?
Sure. I'll go with bingo.
Bingo. I think it's funny. All right, this is a great story, too. I was talking about Adele the other night, the fact that she said no to the Super Bowl halftime show because, you know, she didn't care. She's like, I don't dance, whatever, I don't care. Even though it's a huge platform, she said, yeah, no, I'm not interested, when she was asked by the NFL just to get the most massive exposure you could possibly get. So Adele is known for doing some really unique things at her concerts, and good for her. She noticed a guy, Nathan, she spotted a guy dancing at one of her concerts who just, when she was singing the song, Rumor Has It, and he seemed like he was having a super good time. So she called him to the stage and his friend, and it was at this month at the Staples Center in L.A., and she started to talk to them, you know, stopped the song and started interviewing both of these guys and said, asked where they were from. And the one guy was from Montana. And she said, I don't know. What is a Montana? Where is Montana? You know, she's British. And he tried to explain. He said, right near Washington. And she said, well, I'll have to go there sometime. And he said, I'm getting married. Why don't you come to my wedding?
Well, you gotta, dude, that's like a dream scenario.
That is a dream scenario.
Couples talk about that situation.
Yes. Called up to the stage at the Staples Center, and that's what she said. She said, I've spotted two people I would like to meet. There's a guy on the end with a beanie and long hair. He's been dancing like no one was watching, but I was. And that's what drew the attention to, you know, to this guy, and then to his friend, who happened to be his partner, and they said where they were from, and, you know, Montana, this whole thing, and she was just completely stumped by that. So now they're talking about, is she going to come to the wedding? And it's become a really big deal in Montana, and saying that, you know, they're hoping that she's going to come to Great Falls, and maybe there's a good chance of that. And they think it's a possibility. Can you imagine? It's wild.
Got to try, man.
You do. But the fact that they, I think it's another bingo, because you're just having fun and you're thinking, this is a huge venue. Of course, she can barely see. How can she see with those bright lights? But she did notice and did pull them up on the stage.
Hey, being an artist is about really trying to be conscious. And It can get boring staring into the lights and going along with your practiced blocking, but you know, that's real. Those are real connections.
I think so too. I love that. Good for her. So we move from Adele and will she or won't she show up in Montana? Because she's definitely not going to the Super Bowl. You can take your Super Bowl, but I'm going to Montana. So I just read about this study that says a longer commute could really hurt your health. What the deal is they say that the majority of commuters who have the longest commute, so in other words, if you're averaging 56 minutes or so, spending all that time on a train or a bus or a car, that for extended periods of time, it can be harmful to your health. This is a new report out by the Royal Society of Public Health. It's saying that the average commuters, for example, in the UK, feel like they add almost 800 calories to their weekly diet because of what they consume during and the commute, and because of the commute itself, and that it's highly stressful.
It makes you hungry.
I'm hungry. I want Cheetos
now.
I was
sitting there. My day's been so hard sitting there. No, it shouldn't be a surprise that going to work, especially when you have to almost starve yourself to have a vehicle sometimes in the first place. Yeah, you laugh, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you basically have a job so you can have a car so you can have a job thing.
So depressing.
And that's real, first of all. That probably makes you not have very healthy food choices, perhaps because you're making also quick decisions to feed yourself
that's
with
what
a little
I think.
Amount
I think.
Of time you have in
yes.
your world. But whatever, I'm saying shred it right now. You got another one?
Shred it. I'm saying we're done with this story. Shred it. I don't care anymore.
Yep.
This is a good one. It's not a good one, but how about the story about these doctors in India that had to remove 40 knives from a man's stomach? He had a wild urge to consume metal. He spent 2 months swallowing knives, and 40 of them had to be removed. They had to have
Geeks are a wild urge.
Perform this operation.
I mean, Was he at work?
He was commuting for an hour, so he was bored. So he was swallowing knives. So it is dangerous for your health.
I mean, circus work, you know, definitely.
No, he wasn't a circus guy. He just liked swallowing knives.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Happens.
It's a crazy story. I'm gonna say shred it.
I'm going to go with bingo. I'm going to go with bingo probably because humans
are crazy.
Humans are bingo every time, really, if you think about it.
Oh, thank you, Nathan. The doctors say he developed a taste for metal. Love the way the blades taste. Be careful. Don't eat a lot of knives out there. Thanks for listening.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.